Faith Springs Baptist, and welcome to everybody online. And we're just going to have some church here, and we have some announcements I want to share with you. But I'm so glad that you're here this morning, and we have, I think, a good word, one that I need to hear today in God's Word. So we're going to get to that here shortly. I think I have some good songs picked out. Y'all ready to sing a few?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Let's see what we got. Let's see if I'm going to bounce. I'm afraid I'm going to bounce right off the backside of that pin of it.
Why don't you get your weight down, or you'll be all right.
It anchors it down. Thank you. Journey. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart.
Wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have life in my soul for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows. City I know since Jesus came into my heart, and I'm happy, so happy as onward I go since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows.
Follow the steps of Jesus where there they
wake everybody up. Oh, more people showed up. Welcome. You know, if you're late, there's an extra $5 fee per person. Okay, you got it. Okay. You got it in your hand already. Oh, that's great. I love you all.
She made me late.
Oh, yeah. Just take it out of her while you go to buy her lunch. Good to see you, Larry. It's good to see you. Everybody having a good time? You all ready? I think if you're sitting there okay, you're all right to take your mask off. We want to just pray for our communities and everything is happening because my understanding from what I've seen, the numbers are rising again at a pretty alarming rate. So we're kind of keeping an eye on everything in the Houston area and hope we're not getting ready for another spike. And we've done really well. We've had it down to a pretty good level where it still needs to be about 200, 300 less than that. But we came down to this for quite a while, but the last week it's doubling and raising even more so. So keep an eye on that. But welcome and hey, come on in. We want to give you some announcements. Immediately following church today, if you want to, right around this corner, we have some sample tiles that you can look at. Put this on the camera. And you can look at these. And I got them numbered 1, 2, and 3. So you're welcome to vote on what you think. And those will be the actual tiles that are on the plywood on the second floor on the adult side. It'll be all the hallways, front hallway, back hallway, all adult side. Children's side will be different. The youth side will be a different flooring, but that'll be what's on that side. Once we vote, we'll count that up, and that'll be laid this week. Hopefully, they'll get all that done. Bathrooms, majority done. They're hopefully going to be putting in, finish the walls this week, plus we're going to try to get the toilets in. And because all in favor of toilets, it's unanimous. Isn't that amazing? You're lucky at home because we don't have any toilets here. So, but no, we do. But it's going well. I think the last couple of weeks, Jack and I have just been slinging sweat and we have some good people out there doing some stuff. So keep an eye on all that. Keep praying for that. Keep supporting. We want to get this done by the end of November, hopefully Thanksgiving. So we can get that permitted. And then we're hopefully next week we'll be talking to the concrete people on the parking lot. And Jack's been working on the plumbing to get the water line ran from here all the way across the highway. I was going to do it. But my post hole digger broke. So I'm going to have to let somebody else do that. But it's been good. I think we're making a lot of good progress. So keep an eye on that, and thank you for supporting. We want to let you know that if you want, this will be the last day that we'll collect money for candy because we want candy to be bought by one or two people and then handled by one or two people that's gloved, put in places in sacks that are hermetically sealed. Remember Johnny Carson, when he did the Great Karnak, they had those envelopes hermetically sealed on Funkin' Wagnall's doorstep in a mayonnaise jar or something like that. Why do I remember stuff like that? And I can't remember my phone number. I don't understand that. Or where I parked my car. Anyway, but anyway, they'll be nice and sealed in a protective bag. And we're going to be handing those out in a fun way on October 31st, 5:30 to 7:30 will be the fall festival. And we'll have some people out on the, we do need a few men that want to volunteer that night to just help direct traffic. We have no idea what everybody else is doing. I imagine everybody's going to be limited. CDC is asking us not even to trick or treat at doors at home. So I think a lot of kids are going to be looking to come and get. So I think we have, there's going to be a nice sack of candy and some things inside of it for the each kid and for the family too. So that'll be, today's the last day to donate for that. So we'll, looking forward to that. So we'll talk about that one more time next week as we buy the candy this week. And I honestly think that if you're involved in buying the candy or helping stuff the bags every now and then you have to have a quality control sample to make sure that it meets the merits of quality of what we inspect of our Butterfingers and Kit Kats, because that's the two that, you know, it's like Christmas presents. You put one in, you eat two. You buy one present, you buy two for yourself. That's just the way I am about candy. So they're not going to let me help sack the candy. Anyway, I'm in a goofy mood today, if you haven't noticed. Tell you what, let me get a drink of soda here. Let's have the ushers come forward. We do have a few announcements we want to let you know. The Sunday school classes that are meeting, thank you for just the dedication and the love that you have before class, Philip. And after church, before church, Philip Hickman has a class. After church, Philip and Monica have a class, and I appreciate that. We will be having, I believe it's October 28th, is that not right, Esther? Will be our quarterly church conference, and we already have set up the Zoom room for that. We'll be doing that all via Zoom, so you can do it from your home on Wednesday night, October 28th, and Esther will get that information out to you. The meeting rooms, they're separate than the church meetings or the Sunday school class meetings. It's our own church conference meeting room that will be taking place Wednesday evening, October 28th, 6:30, and I've only set the Zoom meeting to be open for 10 minutes. That way we'll have a real short meeting. No, I'm lying. I think we have about 40 or 50 minutes, and then they start warning you to try to be done by an hour. So we'll be all right. But that'll be Wednesday, October 28th. Did I take a drink yet? I don't think I did. Okay. Now, before we take up the offering, want to just be, you know, we have a lot of, you know, when we're like this and COVID's hit, it seems like we kind of scattered like a whole bunch of people that we're united. But sometimes it's hard to keep our pulse on what's happening with people. And I just want to let you know that we want to lift up a couple families to you and just let you know, not only that we miss a lot of people that's not here because their families won't let them come, like Doris and Jean and Shirley and some of those people that Billy Myers and the several that, you know, the kids are saying, "Nah, Mom, don't go yet. Let's stay safe and be home." But we have some people that need extra prayer, a couple families. Jesse Outlaw, we just want to lift up Jesse and Erlene. They have requested no personal calls to them because they are in, I think, the final days of going home to be with the Lord. And I think if you've ever been there or done that, you realize the preciousness of family time. So we want to honor that family time with them. But just Jesse, I talked to him for a long time yesterday or day before, and we had a great talk, but you can tell he's weak. He's tired, but one thing I want to let you know is that he is ready to meet his maker, and he has the faith that is second to none. And I was talking to Curtis last week at lunch. Remember, Curtis, we was talking about Jesse, and I said, I honestly don't believe I've ever met a better man in my life than Jesse Outlaw, and I got an opportunity to tell him that on the phone, and we just talked and laughed and talked about the funny things you guys do, and we just had a great time. But just be with the entire family right now, and no matter what it is, because the Lord knows all of our dates, does he not? None of us may make it out of, right before I hung up with Jesse, I said, Jesse, wouldn't it just be awesome that before I hang up the phone, we're just raptured to heaven and we don't have to do it anymore? He said, "Oh, I'm so ready." I said, "I am too. Let's just get the other. It's got to be something better." But God knows the days and knows the time. So they may have another 6 years for him or another 6 minutes. But that's the way it is for all of us. So remember him and his family and the kids and in a powerful way because of the impact that he's made on this church and the people that he's touched in his life, I think is so, you can't even number what's going to be seen when he gets to heaven and say, "Hey, here's the folks that are here because of you." And it's just an awesome testimony of what Jesse is. So we want to lift him up. Kaylee, also, we want to lift Kaylee up to you. And just be praying for Kaylee. She said that it was all right to ask for prayer for her. Just lift that up and pray for Kaylee. And there's a lot of other people that are hurting at home and things of that order. We just want to pray for them. And Gilbert, I don't know if you can get around here, but we're going to put you on the world calendar here. Can you get around? You're just going to talk loud from there? It's up to you if you want to do it from there so everybody can hear you. We're just going to have a word of prayer. If you would, just lift up those two families, everybody else on our prayer list, the offerings, everything that you're doing, and just keep us safe. Let us make wise decisions. There's people out there needing help. Okay? Thank you.
Our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to gather here today in your spirit. Father, there's so much things that are going on in this city, in this nation, in this world. Father, we know that you are a sovereign God and you are in total control of everything that happens. And Father, just keep us in together in unity and peace. I pray for all the brethren all over the nation. Satan seems to get a foothold on our thinking and our opinions. Father, just help us. We need you so bad.
And, yes.
Father, I also I lift up Jesse, our brother in Christ, even though they are preparing for the worst, we know that you have the final say-so, Lord.
Yes.
You can make this this thing, this miracle, like Jesus, when he walked the earth, did all kinds of miracles. And Father, we just ask that in accordance to your will, it will be done in his life. We thank you for his life, Lord. And also, Father, I pray and lift up Caleb up to you. Be with her in a powerful way, Lord. I don't know exactly what her condition is, Father, but just grant her peace that surpasses all understanding. And just be with her, Father. And then, Father, I just pray for our congregation today and all the Christians all over the world. Be with them in a powerful way, Lord. Bless them, guard them, protect them, Lord. Then finally, Lord, I just ask that you would bless this offering, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 Jesus Christ himself. And I think, what can we do until that day? It's just Jesus keep me near the cross.
Thank you.
Master and Lord, King of kings and Redeemer.
Just sing this because I like this song. I was singing this this morning and it touched me. Maybe it'll touch you or put you to sleep. I don't know, one of the two. You know, especially, I wish we could just huddle up. Especially when things happen in our church and in our families that we talked about last week, that rug just being pulled out, that gut punch that we were never prepared for. And we talked about, hey, you know, if we get to drop this body off and get on a new one that is undiseased, no mask, not worry of any viruses, and we're in perfect health for the rest of eternity. And Lord, until then, just keep me close to you. And when I get close to you, I realize that you are everything that I've ever hoped for in a Savior. You are the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And there's so many different names that Scripture tells us about Jesus and his love for us. And this one isn't one that we use very often, but the words of this is so beautiful. And hopefully this will bless you. I've never seen. take what's wrong and make it right. Day star shine down on me, let your love shine through me in the night. Just take what's wrong with us, do with it what you will. And I think that's what it's all about, is just come to him and say, God, I hurt. God, I need you. God, I want this to be different. I don't know how I'm going to handle it. I know I need that. I don't know about anybody else. Wow. You're making a mistake, because this clock says 3:45. I haven't even started yet, so y'all know a battery would help your cause a lot right now. But let me get something to wet the whistle here. Isn't God good?
Amen.
We are in a day. I just want to kind of look around and see who's all here. We're in a day of this. And you know, it seems like, did you ever think that we would live in a world to where we would go out and buy a different color mask to go with different outfits? And I don't think we would ever thought it would be this way. But I want to show you in Scripture that there is a mask that we use that is more devastating and controlling than this. And I want to talk to you about four different things today. And I want to help you take off an emotional mask that some of you have been wearing for way too long. And it's starting to affect relationships. It's starting to affect your friendships. There's a couple, three or four things that I think we need to understand, that there's to have a great friendship, relationship, we need four secrets. You need to have vulnerability. You need to have authenticity. You need to have credibility. And you need to have compatibility. All four of those are important that we need in our life, and that just the secret of being able to get along with everybody. So authenticity is the secret of being yourself. And we've talked about this, and I just wrote a whole chapter on this. And it's a chapter that's entitled, you ready for this? I think this is brilliant. I'm fine and neither are you. Because that's exactly what we do. And it's time that we become authentic. And that authenticity that we need to have in our life is so important, because if not, we're going to see how it damages us later on. The vulnerability is the secret of sharing who you are and being who you really are in a group of people or with one individual. I baloneyed this all my life until a couple of years ago. This is who I am. If you don't like me now, don't expect to change, because this is really who I am. But for years, I would try to be who you wanted me to be. The only problem, when two different people had two different requirements of me and they both showed up in the same room, it became a tug of war and I didn't know who to be. And then you get to the point where you realize you're not anything who you really are. It was all a game. Credibility is a secret of getting people to trust you, because you are trustworthy. And how many times have you heard in the years I've been here that we need to not only get to know people, we need to get to know people's hearts? Have I not said that time after time after time? For years, I think one of my first sermons or two was to get to know each other's heart. That way, when one of us slip or fall, you know their heart, that was just a weak moment. That was just a moment of anger or whatever, or just absolutely a goofy decision that they made. But so many times we start painting people with something that they've done when we know their heart. It's like they would never have done that. They would have never done that. We need to know people's hearts. And I think credibility is that, understanding that we need to build trust in people, but we need to be trustworthy to be able to do that. And then that fourth thing, compatibility, is the secret of getting along in harmony. And I just love the harmony that we have in this place. Now, I may not after we count the votes on the tile back here, because I told several people, I've already showed them, that this may be the dumbest thing I've ever done in my ministry year, but vote on the tiles, okay? So then we'll find out how compatible we are at the end of it. In Romans chapter 12, if you would turn there, I want you to see this in your version, because everybody has their phones or their Bibles, and I want you to see it. Because I have a couple different versions here, but I really want to talk about being real. Every clock is different. So just give me a countdown every now and then. It's 10, 15, whatever. No, not you guys. No, 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 no. That was for the guy running the camera, because they're all going, hey, it's time to cut it. Y'all, that Romans 12, verse 9. If you're there, say, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let love be without hypocrisy. Anybody else have a different version?
Dissimulation.
Without what? Dissimulation?
Yeah.
That's why I like different versions, because I'd have to look up the dictionary. What is dissimulation? Dissimulation? That's a real big word.
That's a 50-cent word there.
That's a 50-cent one. Anybody else have a different one besides dissimulation?
Mine says love must be sincere.
Love must be sincere. I understand that. That's good. There's another version that I found that I really like. Love from the center of who you are, and don't fake it. I like that. Be authentic, be real, be sincere in who we are. Because so many times we wear masks, not only the physical mask, but the emotional mask. And we're going to talk about from the beginning of time, masks were involved between God and man. At the very beginning, it wasn't. They were all, Andy walked with me and talked with me. They were just having a wonderful time in the garden, did they not? But just as soon as sin entered into the world, what ended up happening? He hid himself. As if you could really play hide and seek with God. We talked about this with Jonah, and we talked about now with Adam. You just can't do that. But he hid himself because he didn't want God to realize who he really was. And that's exactly what we do. There's a fear factor there. Remember that show, Fear Factor? How many roaches can you eat in 5 minutes or whatever? I love that show. I almost got fired from a youth group that I had because I had a youth group night and we had Fear Factor. I was having them eat raw sardines and all kinds of stuff. Almost got fired over that. That was not a good decision. But when you're young, you thought, hey, that was going to be fun. We were going to give out $5 for whoever eats the most roaches. We didn't understand that the emergency room cost would have been a lot more than that.
I'd pay $5 not to
eat. I would pay that myself too. But in Genesis 3, it says, I was afraid. This is Adam, after sin entered into the world. God says, hey, where are you? And Adam says, here I am, but I was afraid, so I hid. Same way with us. Who are you? And we hide. Where are you? And we hide. And there's a couple things I just want to, we only have 3 points this morning, but I got a key under each point. Fear is a destroyer of relationships. The first fear of why we wear a mask is because I don't want anybody to know who I really am. Wore a mask for years. I didn't want anybody to know what happened to me or how I had to deal with it or what I was trying to hide. You know, in this day and age, I don't know what's going to happen with the election. I know God's in control. The Democrats are going to say, well, if Republicans win, our country goes to hell in a handbasket. Republicans say, well, if Democrat wins, if Biden wins, the country goes to hell in a handbasket. Well, either way, somebody's saying half this country is going to go to hell in a handbasket. I want to let you know God's in control. Don't matter. But do you realize that if I said, hey, who are you going to vote for? You better not have that conversation out of Kroger, because most of us would say, well, and maybe say the wrong person just because you're with the people that you know is going to vote that way. There's that fear of exposing who I am. That's why I think these polls are a bunch of, it's a Greek word, baloney. I think these polls, didn't anybody understand and learn anything from the last election or the last, are you understanding that right now nobody's going to admit they liked anybody? They're not going to admit to that. They're going to go in and vote their heart. And I hope you vote your heart, your values, and the word of God. That's all you got to do. You don't have to go all these different things. But it's a fear of understanding that I don't want anybody to know who I am. A fear of exposure is the first fear that we don't mind our strengths being exposed. Matter of fact, Matt sent me his CV or his resume last night. I say CV now because doctors don't have resumes. Doctors have CVs, you know. But anyway, Matt sent me his resume, a curricula vitae. It's something Latin. It's a resume. Anyway, but Matt sent me his resume because he's thinking about going out and trying to get in another a car dealership and maybe with Lexus or Mercedes-Benz and said, hey, Jack, can you get us a deal? Hey, that'd be good, right? And he said, hey, Dad, can you look over my resume? And I said, well, tell you what your point, your strengths are this, right? He was a top salesman for this year. He was in the top 10 of this year and top 10 of this year and all this. I said, that's your strengths. So we want to make sure that those are there where the first thing they pick up and go, whoa, this guy, because we have no problem having our strengths exposed, right? You're all awake, right? We have no problem. But if your weaknesses are to be exposed, That's the best question you ever want to ask a person in the interview. Tell me what's your weakest part of your attitude. And then they go, I really don't have one. Well, we just found out that one of your weak points is you're a liar. But we have no problem with our strengths being exposed, but we do about our weakness. In 1 Corinthians 2:11, it goes like this. No one really knows what anyone else is thinking, what he's really like, except that person himself. Nobody really knows who you are except you. Proverbs 26:23. Insincere talk that hides what you're really thinking is like a fine glaze on a cheap pot. Now, different versions of that, but I like this one. Insincere talk that hides what you're really thinking is like a fine glaze on a cheap pot. A pretty glaze makes a pot look good, makes it look authentic, but it doesn't take long before it starts getting nicked and scratched and you find out the real truth behind other people underneath the paint. And some of us have put on paint for years. And when we get close to somebody realizing who we are, give me another can of emotional paint. Let me see if I can just buffalo you one more year. And authenticity and caring, it shouldn't be that way. There's a key to this because I know I have to move on. But the key to this fear of exposure, to have a deep relationship, is you need to walk in the light of the living Lord. In His light. His light reveals who we really are. That's the light of honesty. That's the light of truth. That's the light of integrity, not the darkness of an image, but the light of who we really are. 1 John 1:7, if we live in the light as God is in the light, then we can share fellowship with each other. If we live in the light, do you realize how many relationships and fellowships and friendships that I negated by not being who I really was? I missed out. I missed out on so many conversations that could have been a connected, deep conversation. But instead of sitting down and going, hey, and talk to them, I'll go, hey, how are you? And then I'd move on to the next person. Because if you spent too much time with me, you was going to find out what I experienced. And I was going to have you off at a distance. And another fear I had is if I let you get too close to me, you're going to hurt me too. And that vulnerability is the key to this. That we have to be vulnerable to love. And I don't know what you read or what you look at in this world, but the world is the exact opposite of this characteristic. Nobody's who they really are in this world. They want to promote us and say intimacy occurs in the dark. Let me tell you, intimacy occurs in the light when you know everything about each other and you still love them. You still love them. I told Jesse this on the phone. I said, Jesse, I remember the hours that we've sat at the piano bench on early on Sunday mornings practicing. We'd always turn around when the guys would start picking and going on their own direction. We'd turn around and just talk. And I told him things that I had probably never told anybody else in my life. And he still loved me. He still loved me. Can I pray for you about that? And there was a comfort in that. But the world says, stay away from that. You don't want to let everybody in on your stuff. They want everything in the dark. because it hides all of our faults. It hides all of our feelings. It hides all of our failures. It hides all of our fears. Ephesians 5:13, when things are brought out into the light, their true nature is clearly revealed. You can find out who they really are when you bring things out in the light. 2 Corinthians 4:2, we refuse to wear masks. We refuse to play games. Rather, we keep everything we do and say out in the open, the whole truth on display, so that those who want to can see. We're being authentic. I believe this from the bottom of my heart. If there's any question that you have about anything in this church, you ask and you'll get the answer. And there's people that's left this church that said they kept things from me, but they never came and asked the question. There's never a time that I wouldn't say, here's the real paperwork. You want to see it? You want to see that? You want to see that? There it is. You want a copy of it? Because that's the way it ought to be. We're in this. This is a family. This isn't a dictatorship. I only got 5 minutes.
As long as you talk, we'll listen.
Okay, let's just finish up. That was the first point. The second point, in conclusion is beneath the fear of exposure is a fear of rejection. If I show you who I really am, I'm afraid you won't like me. Proverbs 29:25, the fear of human opinion disables. Let me tell you what, it's a time that one thing that I appreciate, and I don't care if you like me or not after this, one thing I appreciate about the government that we have right now, he said what he was going to do, and he did it. He didn't take a poll again after he got into the office. Nothing is worse than before you go into a Congress meeting is to take one more poll of the constituency. You are put in there because of your mind, because of your thought, because of what you believe. Go in there and vote what you believe, not what everybody else believes, because it's going to end up being convoluted. You'll never be a clear path of any kind of democracy. But we change. I've seen politicians change their mind and their positions more than I change my underwear, and I do that frequently. Almost every day. Almost. When I was a kid, I used to turn them inside out. Hey, that's good for another day. How many more minutes I got? Because I'm really blowing this. I'm going downhill real fast. I got to get out of this ditch. There's a key to point number two. The antidote for the fear of rejection is to trust in God's love. Daniel 10:19, don't be afraid, for you are deeply loved by God. Be at peace, take heart, and be strong. Whether you like me or love me or not, my God loves me for exactly who I am. And he loves you for exactly who you are. Exactly, just as you are. And all those people that's watching online that have to walk through the house on eggshells because they're afraid that they walk wrong, they're going to be in a fight. Going to be another knockdown dragout. God loves you for exactly who you are. Psalm 56:11, I trust in God, so I will not be afraid. What can people do to me? And the last thing is, I'm not authentic because I have a fear. We put these masks on because I have a fear of being hurt again. And I got to get to this. It's a process that we go through. Let me just read this process. I see it over and over again. Count me down when I'm like 30 seconds. The more you have hurt, the more you become being afraid again. the more you're afraid of being hurt again, the more defensive you become and protective. The more defensive and protective you become, the more inauthentic a person you become. You're not going to let anybody get close to you, and you start developing self-protective habits. And you actually push people away when they want to get close. Ecclesiastes 5:17 says, all they get are days of full and sadness and sorrow, and they end up sick, defeated, and angry. What happens when people who don't know how to let go of the hurt? My heart grew embittered and my affections dried up. Ezekiel 36:26 says, I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit in you. I remove your heart of stone. And there's an antidote to the fear of being hurt again. It's probably the toughest one, is you have to open up your arms and risk getting close to somebody again and being vulnerable and let your heart be open again. And in that, you find out who really loves you. Titus 3:3-5. I hope I have time to read this. Once our lives were full of resentment. We hated others and they hated us. But when the time came for the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, to appear, he saved us. Not because we were good enough to be saved, but because of his kindness by washing away our sins and giving us the new joy that comes from a new heart. You need a new heart this morning? Have you had a mask on that isn't made of cotton, that isn't washable in the laundromat, that is an emotional mask that we've been wearing? Today's the day to take the mask off and be who you really are, because God loves you for exactly who you are. Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we come to you and I thank you for your word. I thank you that you love me. And you know me better than anybody. You know my thoughts, my motives, my doubts, my fears, my mind. And you still love me. And you love us. Dear Lord, just bless this word. May it fall on soil, Lord, that allows the seed to grow. That we can learn to be real, authentic, vulnerable, integrity filled with each other, and bring new relationships back in our lives and not pretend to play the game anymore. We give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. Have an awesome week. Thank you for joining us on Facebook Live, and we'll see you next week for another edition.